Okay, today's learning should be new year. Be Lily initial time, Lucifer Shania, Moshe, Neil, Rivka, Moshe, 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 Sermonachar, Moshe, be supposed for Shlaima, Chaim, Moshe, Malcolm, and Bracha, Basar, Malcolm, Akutsum, Hegeldina, and the schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, continuing on where we left off last week, we are holding Simon Reish Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Hey. And we continue some, once again, some of this stuff is going to be a little bit of a chazara of what we've done previously. So let's start over here, Sifei. Umuta liftoyach mayim legina. You can go ahead and open up the water to water your gardens. Obviously, then it wasn't an automated system. It was a simply gravity-fed system, and you would have cutoffs, right? So you can open up that the pipe that goes to your garden or your field should water, even though it's going to continue watering on Shabbos. Vehem nimshach, v'hoyachim karel Shabbos. They continue to water the whole Shabbos. And then he continues, let's read through the whole Mechaber, Ulaniach Kilar, which is like ointment, okay, Samsha, Refuah, Shanei Salayin, an ointment that you put on the eyes, Ava, which is a thick, Alayin, Alpha P, Shasa, Anicha, B'Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to put that on Shabbos, we'll see why in a moment, you're allowed to put that on before Shabbos, even though the cure is going to continue and this ointment will be there on Shabbos. Well, it says mugma tachas akelim. When they used to make kelim, after they finished it, they would put these good smelling stuff that they would burn under it to finish the kelim. Ve'hemiskamer me'alem called Shabbos, and then the kelim are completed on Shabbos. But you lit it before Shabbos. Vafilu mugma munach bekeli. We'll see that he's just coming to tell us that there's no inyan of shvisas kelim. So even if the mugma, which is burning under your new keli, is in a keli, it's also okay. Ve'hemadamitzuvel shvisas kelim. So it's a side halacha. He's telling us. Not only if the mugmer is on the floor, but even if the mugmer is in a keli, you're allowed to do it. Velase sa'irin begigas. So you want to put barley, you're making beer, you want to put barley into the vat in order to soak, even though that's going to happen on Shabbos. So let's pause over here because we're going to continue with other examples, but they have some other side halacha. So let's pause over here for a moment. Liftayach, let's see the Mishabura to open up the water. And the Shapeseach Mayim Samach Hashaykh Misvasa Mayim, Jayelach Lagina Lashkari. So you open up the water close to the evening from the edge of the stream, right? So from the stream, they would have various different viaducts coming that would feed your garden, and they would have shut-off valves. So you're allowed to open it up on Shabbos. Now, Agav over here, Negedik Alochet Bezmanazeh. People who have automatic watering systems for their fields or for their gardens on Shabbos. So there's really two separate questions that come in here. If you have a drip system, which doesn't really make any noise and nobody sees, you're definitely allowed to open it up before Shabbos. And even with a timer, L'chaira, everybody knows that it's on a timer. When you have the spraying systems, which water, so really technically it should be okay. But some say that maybe it's better not to because that already is not covered Shabbos. It's Hashmoyes Koil. It's noisy. It's very, very obvious. So some say that you should stay away from that. Others say that that's okay on Shabbos as well, since people know that they're automatic and they're set on a timer. It's not something that you did on Shabbos. Then he said, "Elaniach Kila to put this ointment on your eye. Heinu Avshin Nishemunah for Shabbos. Even though the ointment remains on your eye on Shabbos, and it's going to continue to." Do the cure that it needs to do. But who adin shemuta laniachas tachboisha salamaka? You can go ahead and put a band-aid before Shabbos with ointment on your wound. Kila obviously says that it's a thick ointment. The kila rach v'tzol, if you water it down after Shabbos gufa muta deer, we learned that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos itself. As long as it was watered down and soaked before the day. Okay, now he said to us, it's also to do it on Shabbos. Why is it also to do on Shabbos? Shemi Marech Mareach, you're going to smooth it out, which is one of the malachas. You're not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We'll get more into this later on when we get to these halachas. Balaseis Mugmer Levoina Umine Besamim Noisnin Alaish. They would go ahead and they would put certain kind of incense or good smelling stuff on the fire. When you finish the baget, it would make it smell good. Okay. Mugmer, we said that even if it's in a keli, If it's on the ground, of course it's mutter. Okay, but the chiddush is you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, even if it's in a keli, to tell us, and he's teaching us that there is no chiyuv of shvisas kelim. So as long as you put it in before Shabbos and the fire was lit before Shabbos, and you don't have any of the other problems, then you're allowed to leave it in there, even though your keli is working for you on Shabbos. L'shreisan, the Shabbos asi, and now to put the barley in to soak before Shabbos. Now he's going to tell us later on why we're not allowed to soak the barley before Shabbos. So basically, because when it soaks, it actually starts sprouting. So it looks like you're being zareya. It looks like you're actually growing stuff. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it before. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But if you put it into soak before Shabbos, even though the malach is going to continue on Shabbos, once again, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The common simon shin lem and vav sif yud aleph ayin shum. Okay, now let's go back to the mechaber. Okay, v'te'ana mekoyres beis habad v'agat b'moyim al zeis v'anom. You gotta go. You gotta go ahead, and you have olives or grapes in the press, and you can go ahead and load up the beams on top. The beams were put on top. That would help with different systems, but either way, it helps the press on top, the weight on top, press down and squeeze out the oil or the grape juice on Shabbos. Vashem and Ayayin. Now here's the interesting halacha. And we're gonna go through this in the Mishnah Berurah more in detail. Vashemen, Vayayin hayoytzemehem. What the oil and the water and the wine that ends up coming out on Shabbos mutter. You're allowed to go ahead and drink it on Shabbos or use it on Shabbos. V'chein boisam alila shariska mibaydayim. If you have these unripened grapes or unripened wheat or other kind of growths, that you go ahead and you grind them up before Shabbos, you break them up before Shabbos. Mutarim amashka yotzebehem. The mash, the liquid that comes out of it on Shabbos is mutter to be taken on Shabbos. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why and when it is, when it isn't. Mutter says, let's finish up the mechaber. Las eschitam l'teich rechayim shomayim samach hachashaycha. You have a rechayim, a mill that grinds up the wheat that makes it into flour. So there were several different kinds. It was those that worked by human hands. Obviously, you can't do that on Shabbos. There were those that worked with animals. You have shvisas behemtai. But then you had the water mill that would run. The water would turn the wheel, and the wheel would in turn the rechayim. You're allowed to put wheat in before Shabbos, even though the malacha is going to continue on Shabbos and flour is going to come out of it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. But Tayanim, first, let's sifkat the membeis. We said you're allowed to put the press down on the grapes or the olives before Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even if the grapes were completely whole before Shabbos, nothing happened before Shabbos. You just started the press, right? Since you start the work before dusk, before evening, you can out. What about the oil and the wine that comes out? So in this case, you put grapes into the press before Shabbos and nothing happened. All you did was got it started. That wine and oil that comes out on Shabbos would only be mutter is if you put the press on when it was still well into the day on Friday. That the grapes or the olives will break up before Shabbos starts. Im kain, afilas sachalu achakach b'yadayim b'Shabbos lekachiyuv chatas. What's the concern? The concern is if I allow you to take the juice that comes out, you might go and squeeze some more out of it. Now, the halacha is that if it was already broken up before Shabbos, right, that means that what happens is the oil that's going to come out would come out on its own. By you squeezing it, all you're doing is making it come out a little bit faster. And that's not an issa d'iraisa. Okay, so therefore, of course you can't do that because it's an issa d'rabbanan. But to tell you that you can take, there's two scenarios. I put the olives in, and with enough time that they already broke up before Shabbos. So now, even if I would squeeze the olives, it would only be an issa d'rabbanan. Therefore, we allow you to use that oil on Shabbos because what's your concern? You might by mistake come. Okay, you might by mistake come. At least you're not being oyvin issa d'oraisa. But if the olives weren't broken up before Shabbos, now if you would take whatever oil comes out of there and you would squeeze those olives, there you might be being oyven issa deraisa. Therefore, the Chachamim say, don't, the Magen Avraham says, you can't touch the oil at all. Okay, so now we'll read this inside now that I explained it. Okay. There's no iser. Therefore, you can use the oil. We don't have to make a gzera, don't take the oil because you might come to do schita. Because even if you did the schita, you weren't over any daraisa. But if you put it into the press right before Shabbos, the lawyers rasku kaidem Shabbos ayideh kairis, that won't get broken up at all the olives before Shabbos or the grapes. Asa mashka yotzim and gezerah shem yitzchak. There, if you seichit, you'll be over in issa daraisa. So there, in that case, you can't take the oil at all. But then the next case was we were talking about boiser or malilois that you. I'm sorry. Vashem ayotzim behen. I'm sorry. Going back to this case, the mechaber said that the shemen vayayin ayotzim behen is mutter. Perish af mashi yotzim b'shabbos. V'loy gezirin sheyistayt. We're not going to worry that you might squeeze it out. K'moy shegozer b'mashkus zavri mizayt sonam shaloy nisrasku. Like we make a gzeir if you have grapes that liquid came out, but they weren't broken up at all before Shabbos. K'lakamim b'simin shen chesif aleph. We're going to learn later on. The hasim yashchiyav chatasim yistayt. There, there's a chiyav chatas if you by mistake squeeze it. Al kain gozer afilu b'zavri me'atzman. They were gozer even if it comes out on its own. The press already started working, meaning that the liquid is going to come out on its own. The only thing you're going to be doing is you make it come out a little bit faster. That's only an issa derabanan. If it comes out on its own, you're allowed to take it. In the next case, where we said these unripened ones that you broke up before Shabbos, you're allowed to take the liquid on Shabbos. That it's not enough just to do risik, which just means breaking it up. Dachan means actually chopping it up. So the Rialacha says that it's not enough just riskon, it has to be to the level of where you actually chopped it up. Let's do two more quick Mishnah Berurahs over here. Boiser, chen boiser anavim tchilas and chen dakim moitzim and mashkel table by bosa. These are very unripe grapes, very young grapes, and they would still sometimes squeeze it as a dip. Lefishi chazek v'karek lahakmitz. They were very strong flavor. Melilois, these are shibalim reed shalei bosh lekol tzarchi. Also meriskim etanim by anavim by avonim. Umashkezov mehem betal mehem. Liquid coming out and you would dip into it. It's the same idea. So again, these things are all mutter to do before Shabbos, even if the work is going to happen on Shabbos. And he's telling us in Adon Halacha that we can actually use this liquid on Shabbos, since at the most you're going to have a derabanan if you by mistake go ahead and you actually go ahead and you squeeze it, and therefore we allow you to even use the liquid on Shabbos. On the other hand, if it didn't get pressed at all before Shabbos, then you would not be allowed to use that liquid on Shabbos. But again, the Iker over here, the Mechaber is telling us this continued theme, that you're allowed to start a malacha before Shabbos that ends up continuing on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Yemetz Hashem will go with the Ramah tomorrow.